Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made, Bible Stories for Children. Last time, we talked about how Isaac and Rebecca met and started their family. Today, we'll hear about a life-changing mistake Esau made and how Jacob ended up receiving a blessing that changed everything. Are you ready? Let's jump in. The boys had grown up, and their rivalry continued. Esau was strong and loved hunting, while Jacob preferred staying at home. Isaac, their father, who loved the wild game Esau brought home, favored Esau. But Rebecca, their mother, favored Jacob. One day, Esau came home from hunting, feeling very hungry, so hungry that he thought he might die. Jacob was cooking a pot of delicious stew. Esau said, "Give me some of that stew, Jacob." But Jacob wanted Esau's birthright. He knew that the birthright was incredibly important because it gave the oldest son special blessings and inheritance. So he replied to Esau, "First, sell me your birthright, and I'll give you some stew." Esau wasn't thinking clearly. He was so focused on his hunger that he made a terrible choice. He said, "Look, I am about to die. What good is the birthright to me?" He then agreed and traded his birthright, something so precious, for a simple meal, a bowl of stew. Years later, when Isaac grew old and nearly blind, he wanted to give Esau his special blessing. He asked Esau to prepare a tasty meal for him with the wild game he liked, and he would give Esau the blessing when he had brought the meal. Rebecca heard this and had other plans. She told Jacob to pretend to be Esau and get the blessing instead. Jacob dressed in Esau's clothes and covered his arms with animal skin to feel hairy like Esau. Rebecca also helped Jacob prepare a tasty meal for Isaac using two choice goats from their flock. Jacob brought Isaac the meal just like Esau would. Isaac was suspicious and asked, "Are you really Esau? How did you find the game so fast?" Jacob said the Lord gave him success. Isaac, still not convinced, asked him to come near so he could feel with his hands to know if it was really Esau. He checked and said, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau." He didn't recognize him. But after eating, when he caught the smell of Esau's clothes on Jacob, he was convinced it was Esau. Isaac then blessed him with words of great promise, giving him leadership and many blessings. Just as Jacob left, Esau returned. When Esau realized what happened, he was furious. But it was too late, the blessing had already been given to Jacob. This story teaches us that our choices have consequences. Esau gave up something valuable for a small reward, and Jacob deceived his father to take the blessing. Both brothers made mistakes, but God still had a plan for their lives. Here's something to think about. What do you think about Esau's big mistake? Have you ever made a choice too quickly and regretted it later? It's important to think before we act and remember what truly matters. Let's also remember that even when we make mistakes, God can work through them to bring about good. How can we trust God with our choices today? Thank you for joining me today. Next time, we'll see what happens when Jacob has to leave home after Esau's anger, and how God gives him a dream that changes everything. See you next time. And remember, you are wonderfully made. Bye for now.